right. Well, speaking with W.J. Albertson, let me officially say welcome back to Alito. What did it feel like tonight seeing some old faces come back to downtown?
Great to see old faces, former teachers, former business associates. It's, I guess, the most exciting part is just seeing how busy it can be downtown. You know, we don't have a lot of these storefronts filled. There's not products to buy and sell, but you have this kind of turnout tonight. It just really makes you feel like you're back in the 80s when we had parking meters and people paid to park downtown.
All right, so what does community of Alito mean to you? You don't live here anymore, but it must mean something to you when you're investing, you know, the blood, sweat, tears, and monetary value to these properties. So I would assume there's still a pretty significant pull for you here in Alito.
Sure. My wife and I are both Alito natives and grew up here, and I think just seeing or remembering what this town could be and thinking of maybe there is a potential to kind of change things in downtown Alito again. We're excited about that.
All right. So, you know, we're talking about three of the buildings today, the old Mercer Carnegie Library building, the Hall Shoes storefront, and the Appleton Law Office. So what's the connection to those three buildings to you? Better question, what attracted you to those properties?
Probably irreplaceable architecture. You know, we're standing in front of Will Hall building, Italianate building, built in the 1880s. So, you know, to lose a landmark building like that in a community, you know, it was a shoe store for 120 years. How many people can have that type of business and thriving in their community? So I think that architectural heritage, that nod to entrepreneurship that the Halls had, I think that was what attracted us there. Of course, to the library too. Same, you know, irreplaceable architecture. It's trying to repurpose these things so that they have a second life. Sticks and bricks aren't cheap anymore too. So you know, to be able to reuse this stuff and make it look new again. You know, we kind of think of it as a metaphor. People can be broken and run down and beat up, and you know, everybody can be kind of made new again. So that metaphorically, we like that too. You know, make broken things new.
So the common question I get, hey, you ever, Taylor? I'm like, yeah. You ever run into that Albertson kid that's doing all this stuff to these buildings in downtown Alito? Make sure you ask him this question. Why? So that's the common question I get. Have you figured out how to answer that yet?
Chris and I ask that question regularly, but why care? I mean, everybody has connection to Alito, has that emotional tie, I guess, to Alito too, and want to see it a better place. So the why initially, again, was to fix up some buildings, and then, hey, can we do something a little better? You know, you do things for other communities, other people, other businesses, so why not your hometown? And I hope it kind of encourages folks to you know, give back to their community and do things that can help right where you live.
I talked to Louis Powell, who's involved in the high-tech small-town initiative with you at the Mercer Carnegie Library, the old Mercer Carnegie Library site. And it is, you know, one of the things about, can we attract these type of jobs to rural America? Is that part of your motivation, too, to bring some of those type of positions to a rural community? Because we talk about those jobs and we think about, well, okay, Chicago, suburban Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Atlanta, whatever you want to say. So is it that was important to get something like that opportunity here locally in rural Alito, Illinois?
Oh, for sure. Because, you know, having fiber optic connectivity, we can do business in Alito just like you can in Chicago today. And we've seen that from COVID. So many people are working from home and things. So to have this opportunity to have our kids, you know, not maybe go off to college and like we did, go off to college and there's no job to come back to, we hope to create some jobs that kids can go off to college or go right from high school to positions using a dual enrollment type program and just stay in their community, stay on the farm, stay for Friday night football, things like that.
stay for the Rhubarb Fest and watch Mr. Maestro Rusty Ruggles get the community band together. All right, so we talked about, you know, the library site, what's going in there. We talked about, I know, General Grind and Machine. They're occupying the upstairs of the Appleton Law Office storefront. Do you have an idea, or is there? Can you shed some light on Hall Shoes, or is that still a work in progress?
Yeah, well, Hall Shoe Store upstairs is, we've created three furnished apartments that business connections can stay in. So if we have a trainer coming from outside the community, say it is from Seattle, where some of these kids are now going to be working from, we have a trainer come from Seattle, they got a place to stay right here in Aledo. And then we've also found some other opportunities with hospital workers from Chicago that work three 12-hour shifts, and they got to drive to Moline or Galesburg to find a room. So we found some business situations where we think we can keep people downtown. To bring life to downtown, you got to have lives downtown. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea, bring some lives and bring some life back to downtown Aledo.
And you're not done yet. You still have some other ideas, right?
Yeah. Well, in the commercial space on the Hall building, we've brought fiber optics there too. We want to be able to demonstrate to a community that, you know, you're not going to have the walk around traffic that's going to support businesses like we had in our day of JCPenney, because online is kind of shut that down. Well, but can't we have a nice storefront that's shipping out online out the back door? So all these storefronts could have a potential business that does commerce all over the country. That's the economy we've now become as a country. So it's what I'd love to see for Aledo.
And then just as a wrap up, how neat was the interaction for you tonight with people, you know, interacting downtown, seeing these properties, and just seeing some excitement and energy? You know, we're getting out of this pandemic and we're looking for some opportunity. Just what did it mean to you, and what about this interaction tonight?
Oh yeah, a rainy night to start off with too, and you got all these folks coming out, and it was positive feedback, and you know, I'm just excited about what the community can do here.
Yeah, and I guess just, can you speak to your upbringing in Mercer County and growing up in this area, and kind of why it's so important to you?
Yeah,
that's
well,
all. I'll wrap up this. This last question I'm going to because I want you to boost up to the people listening, and I want you to tell them as they listen, you know, why is Mercer County, why is Aledo so great, and why is this dude coming back and investing all this, you know, blood, sweat, and tears and capital in these properties? So here's a selling point for you to slam it home, man.
Oh boy, well, I'm gonna bomb that. what kind of place can you come back? My first grade teacher, Isla Bertrand, was a city council member and supported all these projects, and we're very thankful for city council, you know, supporting what we're doing here. But to have her come into the former library and just have positive things to say, that's an Aledo pride thing.
See, tough question. You can ponder that as we move along with this process.
Well, I just want to wrap it up and say, you know, thanks for coming back. Thanks for investing a lot of excitement. And we look forward to seeing you around town.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Class of what at Aledo?
Do I have to?
Yeah. What year? Powell said 1986 for him. What year did you graduate?
1990.
And your wife graduated what year?
91.
All right. There you go. All right.
Mrs. Powell, she was 88.
All right. Listen, it's a class reunion. All right. Good to visit with WJ Albertson joining us on WRMJ.